Hello, hello, wonderful listeners. Ayanda here, and I can hardly believe it, this is episode 500 of the Zed News Podcast. Yes, 500 episodes, everyone packed with the stories that shape our nation, our community, and our daily lives. Today's episode is a special milestone, our final broadcast in this format, but not the end of our journey together. So, buckle up, because we're about to wrap up with a reflection, a thank you, and a look toward what's next. Alright, let's dive into the news stories of the day, starting with some political reflections that remind us how nuanced our public discourse can be. Recently, Shamma South PF MP Davison Mungandu made headlines by calling for former President Edgar Lungu to retire from active politics. Now, at first glance, it might seem like just another political posturing or personal attack, but Mungandu clarified that his words came from a place of respect, recalling how Lungu once supported his own political journey. This underscores an important point: politics is often a tangled web of relationships, loyalty, and respect, sometimes misinterpreted, sometimes misunderstood. It's a good reminder that behind every headline are stories of complex human connections. Shifting gears to the economy and development, big news from the corporate front. The Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, has appointed Festo Musonda as the new ZCCMI board chairperson. With over 30 years of experience in Zambia's construction and mining sectors, Musonda's appointment signals a strategic move to bolster leadership in one of our country's key economic players. It's a bit like bringing in a seasoned captain to steer a ship in turbulent waters, expect strengthened governance and, hopefully, more growth. Speaking of growth, on the energy front, Zambia is making strides in renewable energy. The government announced that 13 private companies are interested in constructing hydropower stations in Pika, with 4 granted permission for feasibility studies. Together, these projects could generate up to 375 megawatts, an impressive step toward diversifying our energy mix and reducing reliance on fossil fuels. This move to harness the power of water, literally, is a promising sign of our nation's focus on sustainable development. Now, of course, progress isn't without its challenges. The controversial Bill 7 has once again stirred debate, with ActionAid calling on the government to halt its consultations due to concerns over transparency and democratic process. The bill's passage has been criticized for a lack of openness, secret trips, no clear schedule, raising fears of authoritarian tendencies creeping into our democratic space. Civil society and traditional authorities like Chief Mukani have voiced their concerns, emphasizing the need for genuine dialogue and respect for diverse opinions. It's a delicate dance. Reforms are necessary, but they must be inclusive and transparent. In the realm of social cohesion, the Southern Province Police have called for an orderly mourning process for the late former President Lungu, reflecting the importance of respecting our leaders in times of grief. Meanwhile, former Vice President Inonge Winner urged the nation to avoid reacting to the negative comments from the Patriotic Front and Lungu's family, emphasizing unity and dignity. Her message is clear: even in the midst of political rivalry and grief, Zambia's strength lies in its ability to stay united, to remember that leadership is about service, not division. Adding to the international dimension, U.S. Ambassador Michael Gonzalez expressed condolences on Lungu's passing, highlighting ongoing U.S.-Zambia relations and their potential to support Zambia's development. It reminds us that leadership at home can also influence our international partnerships, which can open doors for future investments and collaborations. Meanwhile, in local communities, tensions remain palpable. The riot in Serenia, fueled by miners feeling unfairly excluded from opportunities, reveals the social fractures that can surface when justice seems delayed. And in a stark reminder of the importance of law and order, Kabwata police have detained a murder suspect, showing that justice, while sometimes slow, remains a priority. Speaking of justice, our legal system also had notable cases, like the guilty verdict for a man trying to rape his mother, a heartbreaking reminder of the harms that substance abuse and family breakdown can cause. On a different note, Two men in Pongwe received jail time for assaulting a traditional chief, a reminder that respect for cultural authority remains vital to social harmony. And of course, our wildlife laws are still active. Yang Ring, a Chinese national, was nabbed for illegally possessing over 100 tortoises. It's a stark reminder of the ongoing fight against wildlife trafficking, a global issue that affects our biodiversity and conservation efforts. Protecting our natural heritage is a responsibility we all share, and enforcement today helps preserve it for generations to come. Before we move to the sports updates, which I promise to keep quick, let's reflect a bit. Over these 500 episodes, we've covered stories that matter, that challenge us, that inspire us. We've seen moments of triumph, like our national team's efforts, and moments of hardship, like the recent challenges miners face or the tensions over resource management. Through it all, I've aimed to bring not just the news, but context, understanding, and a bit of that signature Ayanda wit. And now, as we conclude this chapter of the Z News podcast, I want to say thank you, deeply, sincerely, to each and every listener who tuned in, shared a comment, sent a message, or simply pressed play. Your support made this journey incredible. You helped create a platform where we could explore Zambia's stories, challenge narratives, and celebrate our resilience. While this podcast format is ending, the mission to gather, share, and reflect on Zambia's news continues. We're transitioning to a daily news digest available on the website, short, sharp, and to the point, so you can stay informed even without the weekly episodes. This isn't goodbye, it's a new way of staying connected. And who knows? Maybe in the future, you'll hear my voice again in some other format, podcast, radio, or maybe a surprise guest appearance, while I focus now on our rich, accessible, and vibrant written news service. Because the story of Zambia is ongoing, and my commitment to telling it remains. As I wrap up, I want to leave you with this: journalism isn't just about reporting facts, it's about empowering our community, shining a light on our strengths, and holding ourselves accountable. Thank you for trusting me to be part of that journey. It has truly been an honor. So, my friends, until we meet again, whether in these digital pages or beyond, remember, Zambia's story is still being written, and each of us has a role to play. Keep informed, stay engaged, and never underestimate the power of your voice. This is Ayanda, signing off for now, with warmth, gratitude, and a heartfelt farewell. Keep Zambia's light shining bright, because our story isn't over, it's just changing chapters. Goodbye, thank you, and stay proud of our beautiful homeland.